Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice on pain management at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, I think judging by the texts, a lot of people got a lot out of Dr. Katrina O'Sullivan there. And obviously, if you've been affected by any of those issues we've been discussing, you will find support on rte.ie/helplines. Okay, we'll move on. We suddenly seem to be in the run-up to Christmas, and we're already being bombarded with pressure to buy stuff and spend money and everything else. Cost of living writer Katrina Redmond, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. And Katrina, you have some tips for Christmas budgeting. It's about 5.5 weeks out from Christmas now. For people who feel they're not on top of things financially for Christmas, is it too late to start getting on top of things financially for Christmas?
Definitely not. And I think that if you take a look at Christmas as, you know, a big kind of budget target, a big figure, it becomes very overwhelming and it feels very difficult to get beyond that. You know, it's a financial target. It's a sum that you feel you have to spend. And it's very difficult to think about, you know, pulling that money together. But if you take a look at it over the next 5.5 weeks as 5.5 weeks of spending, it's a little bit easier to manage. For example, I've been doing it now for the last couple of weeks. Every time we go to the supermarket to do my shop, I pick up just one or two bits. We call them ambient items. So that's items that you can store. They're not sensitive to temperature. So, you know, they don't need to be kept in a fridge or a freezer. Stuff like, you know, maybe minerals or crisps or stuff like that. Maybe some condiments like cranberry sauce. Pick up just one or two bits, add them into my shop, and then I know they're there for Christmas and it's not going to make a dent into my shopping budget this week.
Okay, and also there can be good deals on a lot of that Christmassy stuff at the moment, and those deals obviously disappear then the week of Christmas. You say as well to take a day to look at your bills, because people don't take that time, do they?
Yeah, and I think you kind of need to sit down and take a look at, most of us have, you know, digital banking at this stage. We can download our statements from last year. Take a look at how much you spent last year, what you spent your money on, because that's the items that can kind of come up from behind and catch it. Like, for example, a tradition of drinks out with friends. And you might not have budgeted for that. But if you go back and you take a look at what you spent last year, then you go, oh, hang on a second. I remember where I was that day. I needed money for that. So I need to make sure I have money for that this year. And then the other thing I do is I take a look at my receipts. Now, this sounds daft, but I take a look at my order for my, for example, my turkey and my ham. And I think about how much leftovers I had. So if I had loads of leftovers, then I know I can order smaller. So that's going to save me money straight away. So before I even go and I order my turkey and ham, I'm checking to see how much I spent last year and what weight I got.
And what is budget creep?
Oh, yeah, well, I'm the budget creep. I'm the person who dips my hand in and out of the bank all the time. I hold a tight budget, but by the same token, I'm the creep. Like, I'm the person who'll dip in and go, I just need a couple of euro for this or a couple of euro for that. So I am the creep. But basically, it's when you set a budget and then you realise you've got to add something else to it. Like, for example, as I mentioned earlier on, Christmas drinks, or maybe it's presents for a Chris Kindle and it wasn't included in your original budget. So it starts creeping upwards and upwards. And I am that person, 100%.
So is the answer to this, is it literally like get out a pen and paper and draw a T and go what's coming in and make a budget?
Yeah, and I'm doing it all the time now at the moment. Like, literally before we started chatting, I was looking at my spreadsheet here in Excel. So it doesn't have to be, you know, pen and paper. If you can put it onto a spreadsheet on the computer, do that as well. No matter what you do, the more you're in control of what you've spent, the more you'll be in control of what you're going to spend.
Okay, so this is about like looking at it logically and not getting kind of overwhelmed, a lot of this advice, is it?
Yeah, and I struggle to do that myself because I can be kind of, you know, emotional around spending, like thinking about, oh, that'll make such and such feel good, or I feel good when I go do this. But actually, I kind of have to come back to brass tacks, because if I don't have the money to spend on it, it's going to end up on the credit card, or I'm going to have to try and pay it back over a longer period of time. So I could end up in January with a debt that I'm going to have to spend and spend to pay off until maybe April. And then come the end of April, I'm looking at, you know, all the bits and pieces I have to pay for. And Christmas is coming up fast come April again. I know that sounds awful, but that only gives me 8 months to save for Christmas. Whereas if I can keep it tight now, when I come to January, I can start saving again. It gives me 12 months.
Okay. Now, a lot of people unavoidably do run up a little bit of debt at Christmas. Any advice on how best to try and handle that after Christmas?
Well, look, it happens. And when I say it happens, it's happened to me more times than I can mention. So if it does happen, the first thing you need to do is you need to set a plan in place. So before Christmas is over, say to yourself, right, I'm going to pay this off at a rate of whatever per week or whatever per month. And if you can't do that and you need to go looking for a loan, don't use any subprime lenders. Don't use money lenders. Go to your local credit union or go to the bank and set something in stone that you can commit to on a weekly or a monthly basis. And there's nothing wrong with ending up in debt. Like it happens to us all. So if it happens, know that there are ways of getting out of it.
And look, people don't like to talk to the people in their lives about money either. But you say it can be a good idea if you're feeling financially stressed to chat with family or friends.
Yeah, and I think there's great solidarity in talking about it. And I think that if you start talking about it, it opens up a forum where everybody can start talking about it. And I know, for example, like there has been times where I've said to my family, look, you know what, this Chris Kindle figure that we have has been very expensive. Can you reduce it because I'm struggling? And I wasn't the only one who was struggling. It was just that I started that conversation. Or even before that, when we said, look, struggling with the number and the amount of presents, can we take a look at doing a Chris Kindle? And everybody came on board with that. And I think that once you start talking about it, you'll find you're not on your own.
And if you are the one who ends up hosting everyone at Christmas, is it okay then to say to people, look, this is costing me a fortune, could people kick in a bit?
Well, I'd come at it a little bit of a different way. Okay. So I wouldn't, you know, say, yeah. No, this is costing me a fortune.
Not my sledgehammer, yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think sometimes you can kind of get a negative feeling around that. So rather than saying that, to your guests, say, for this year, would you mind bringing the drinks? Or for this year, would you mind helping with the dessert? You know, would you bring a dessert from the shop? Or You make the most amazing sausage rolls. Can you bring a tray of sausage rolls? So rather than focusing around, you know, I'm really struggling for the financial side
okay,
of things,
yeah, yeah.
Lean into, you know, think about what your family members and your guests, you know, what their talents are and what their skills are, and ask them to help within their skill set.
I love you made it a positive. And listen, so you've mentioned this before, but I know that a message you want to get across as well coming up to this Christmas is for people to remember that creating memories or a festive atmosphere and all that kind of thing, everything doesn't have to cost money in terms of that.
Definitely not. And actually, funnily enough, I was literally looking earlier on at the Christmas lights in Dublin City Centre, and they've just become available online. And it's €2 for an adult, and that gives you one adult and two children to attend. So check that out. So everything doesn't have to be horrendously expensive. But by the same token, if I think back to when I was a child, do I think back about, you know, what gifts or presents I got for Christmas? Probably maybe once when I got a book I wanted. But most of the time I remember the feeling I had of being warm, of love, of spending time with my family. So I'm trying to recreate that for my own kids. So we're going to head into town one of the days, and just literally, I haven't even booked any tickets or anything. We're just going to wander around Dublin, take a look at the lights, think about, you know, nights in with hot chocolate and a bit of popcorn, watching a movie. That's the feeling that I want to recreate for my family, because I want the kids to know that they're safe, that they're loved, and that it's not about the stuff that they get. And I think that's really important.
Katrina Redmond, thank you very much. And let's go to Athlone now, where Colm O'Mungon is getting ready for an election special. Colm, what have you got for us today?
Yeah, well, so far, Brendan, I don't know about yourself, but the campaign is viewed not to have really taken off. So far, the highlights have been jiving, bit of trash talking by Michael O'Leary, a young fella who wanted to get off detention, doing a bit of lobbying on the campaign trail, some non-fatal sniping between civil war adversaries. So it's decision time. There's only around 2 weeks to go. This is normally the time when people start focusing on what's going to swing their vote. So we've been out and about in Longford, on the other side of the Longford West Meath constituency. And we got some views on the ground there. We're going to have a panel here in the Hudson Bay Hotel and put those views to them, see what policy solutions they might have. Some of the things that came up on the ground were housing, immigration, urban neglect. So they'll all be giving their competing views as to who's best placed to offer the best solution of some of what we heard on the ground.
Okay, that's Saturday with Colm O'Mungon coming up at 1 o'clock. Thanks, Colm. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.